every game, obviously, you know, you can say is important, but like if we don't pick up points fairly soon, we'll run out of games, to put it that way to you. We were on a good run and maybe picked up results against the better sides, or the so-called better sides. It's hard to know who the better sides are in the division, as competitive as it is. But we picked up, you know, a few late winners against the likes of Galway and Longford, that maybe a little bit of luck fell in our way. That little bit of luck, or, you know, even that maybe didn't go our way in the last week or two. That's not an excuse as regards Cove. We weren't good enough against Cove, to their credit. But yeah, we need to stay in touch. If we go too far behind, regardless of what the transfer window can take or take away, you know, we won't bridge the gap on the basis that we'll run out of games, you know, if we fall any further behind.
It could have been a sloppier period for you in recent weeks, given everything that went on and the huge number of players that were missing, and the amount of players that were carrying knocks, and then the number of younger players that you had to bring into the scenario.
Yeah, probably if you take all of that into account, and if we were to, you know, at the start of the season, to see what was ahead of us, not that you can, and say, well, we're only X amount of points behind with that amount of injuries and players out, you probably would have taken that. But it's difficult, and it was difficult for the young lads that went in. And to be fair to them, you know, they did quite well. And please God that experience will stand to them. But we need players back, and especially with two games in the one weekend, both at home here, we need, you know, a better pool of players as regards a bigger number of pool of players to pick from. And also we need to pick up points, whatever they may be, against Athlone and Longford.
Yeah, there's a bit of improvement in the player front, because Tommy and Mark are both available now after suspension.
Yeah, Tommy McBride and Mark Hyle were both suspended last weekend. They reached 5 bookings. Thankfully they're back, which gives us, you know, a bigger pool of players to pick from. And that's no reflection on the younger lads that stepped up, but we need a little bit of the experience, and Tommy has a fair bit of experience about him, and we need to get the balance right. But, you know, the other side of it is that the lads that went to Wexford, and indeed lads against Cove, we had a very, very young side. That's not an excuse for not winning either of those games by any means. I'm not making an excuse about them, but I think in Wexford we had 6 lads under 20, and the 3 lads that came on were also under 20. Yeah. But to be fair to them, they acquitted themselves well, albeit the fact that we didn't win the game.
Yeah, and I think when you mention them young guys as well, it's a serious pressure environment that these young players are being introduced to. So it is, Ollie, and it's how they respond and how they react to that environment. And to be honest, they've done quite well.
You pay a price at some stage for too many inexperienced lads, as good and all as they are. They bring huge enthusiasm, they bring huge adrenaline and legs to your team, which is brilliant. But, you know, when you look at the likes of Shelburne there, that have a very, very experienced side, I feel that Shelburne were 1-0 up in Wexford. I think they'd have seen it out with the fact that their age profile would be a hell of a lot older. But it also brings to the positives, in that the young lads can see that, you know, they will get a chance should they do well at training. And they did well at training, and they did well with us in the games that we played and that they played in. So, you know, it looks well that way for the future, but maybe throwing too many of them in together also brings with it difficulties.
Yeah. When do you expect more of the more experienced players back in the fold again then, Ollie?
We're expecting them back in a couple of them in the next few weeks. We're hoping Gareth Harkin can play a part in the next couple of weeks that he's been out long term. Unfortunately, Lee Toland will be out for another couple of months, to put it that way to you, with his ankle injury that he picked up against Cove. The rest of them are kind of playing, you know, strapping themselves up and making themselves available to their credit in the situation we're in. But it can only get better, please God. And as I said, and as you said, we've 2 back from suspension for this weekend, and we need them.
The immediate task at hand is on Friday night against Athlone. You have a serious games done now at this stage. You know more about Athlone than you did at the start of the season. Even though they're a lot lower than you in the standings, what do you expect on that front on Friday, all at home?
I expect it'll be very difficult, as any League of Ireland game this division is. We went to Athlone maybe 2.5 months ago, and we couldn't break them down. They scored a fabulous goal. Ewan Stokes had scored a brilliant goal to go 1-0 up, and it looked at one stage like we'd get nothing out of it. Now, we did equalise and couldn't find a winner. I think they're a better side now than Athlone, the Athlone side that we played down there. They got a great result against Longford last weekend. They probably should have won it from the bits and pieces that I've picked up from it. So it'll be difficult, and we need people to be patient. And, you know, especially the young fellas that are out there, we need them to be patient, and that the few chances we get, we need to take and also protect at the other end. But it'll be a tight game, without doubt, but we need to try and get something out of it and stay in touch with the people at the top of the table.
Because the one on Friday night will make things easier going into the game then on Monday.
Yeah, although, you know, Friday is all we're concerned with at the moment. Like, you know, it's Monday look after itself, by the way. And we need to try and get goals on Friday, get a goal on Friday and to try and win the game. But that will be difficult. And they have a bit about them. And while they're young, so are we to a huge extent. But look, we need to be patient and see what Friday brings.
Back to back home games as Harps to get back on track. A big crowd would be important over this coming weekend.
Yeah, look, you know, I still go back to the time 18 months ago, when maybe it's 2 years ago, very around this time when Dundalk beat us 7-0, you know, and we'd come off from the Brandywell on a Tuesday night, having got a great draw, coming back to equalise in the last minute. We played Dundalk 3 days later and destroyed us. They beat us 7-0, and to see the people clap, you know, our players off the pitch, it was very heartwarming. It was great for the players, and it gave them great encouragement, and we went on to stay in the division that year. I think we need, you know, we need the supporters, and I think they have seen what we're trying to do as regards the young fellas out there, but they need encouragement both from us and from the supporters out there. Sometimes they'll make mistakes, and that's part and parcel of what age they're at, but we need people to back us, not just this weekend, for whatever is ahead of us and whatever is ahead of these kids, because that's what we're looking at. You know, we can't go and sign a ready-made player and that'll come in with the experience and whatever. It's not within our reach at the moment, you know. So it might have been there to a certain extent when we're in the Premier Division. We're no longer in it, and I think people need to realise that, you know, it may take a long enough road to get back there, but, you know, has it already started? I think it has, and I think the mistakes some of the kids have made will, as I said, you know, lessen, and please God, in time these lads will do well, and do well for themselves as footballers, and please God, do well for Finn Harps. But, you know, we need people to get behind us against Athlone on Friday, and indeed against Longford, and, you know, we'll see what that takes us, but it's not just going to be decided over the weekend where we're going or where we're going to finish.
That journey at the moment, you've said yourself that you feel that Harps at times are punching above their weight in the division. Finally, Ollie, you're chasing down one of the playoff spots. You mentioned it earlier in the piece that you need players back, you need points on the board if that is going to happen. Does it make this situation, going into two home games, maybe a wee bit more pressure on you and the squad, knowing that if points were to be lost in the coming days, that I suppose you could lose a wee bit more pace in the guys around you?
Yeah, I feel we need to say, you know, where we are in touch with the leading three, or whatever you want to call it. You know, if we drift any further behind in the next couple of weeks, we may find it difficult to bridge that gap. If we can stay in that with whatever gap is there and keep that gap constant, with a chance, and if we can stay in it with a chance, I think, you know, we'll get the work rate, and we'll get the enthusiasm going with the group. It's if you fall further behind this where it'll become more difficult. But we need, you know, over the weekend with two games, we need to, if you like, the likes of Tommy and Mark are back, you know, we need them back, and we need probably more that are out injured to get back in the next couple of weeks to give us a chance of staying in reach of the ones that are leading the division.
Okay. Listen, Ollie, thanks for talking to us. The best luck with the two home games this weekend.
Thanks, Oisin. Take care.